Back in April, we discussed the worst locust plague in nearly 40 years, a plague causing millions of dollars of damage to farms across New South Wales, Victoria and parts of South Australia. Now Queensland is contending with its own plague, separate to the locust troubles facing southern Australia. Locusts, normally located in the Gulf Country, have moved south into western Queensland, and there are billions of them, in numbers not seen since the mid-70s, when locusts caused extensive crop damage. On the front line, trying to bring this plague under control, is Duncan Swan. Duncan Swan is a senior officer with Biosecurity Queensland, and he joins us from Emerald. Duncan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Duncan. Duncan, I'm trying to get a sense of how large, how big this plague is. Can you describe what it looks like to us?
I wouldn't describe it as a plague yet. Probably just I'd describe it as an outbreak. We're sort of in the process of assessing the numbers right through Western Queensland. We've controlled about 15 swarms from Tambo through to Barcaldine so far. That's probably about the half of the number that we've seen there, but there's certainly quite a large locust population right through Western Queensland.
Well, it's numbered in the billions, isn't it? I don't know how you count the number of locusts in a swarm or an outbreak like this.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. But
How dense is it? What does it look like?
Well, a swarm itself, when we get a high-density swarm, which is the sort of swarm that we're looking for when we're doing control operations, because obviously that's the most efficient way of controlling them, is to get the highest number in the smallest area. A really high-density swarm I could only describe as perhaps a blanket being sort of dragged across the landscape. The locusts are so thick it's almost like a fog, but that's fairly rare occurrence. Most of the swarms we've seen haven't been that thick yet. But certainly some of the smaller ones can have more insects than some of the larger ones.
We've seen in the past, past plagues of locusts, the damage that can be done to crops. What kind of impact is this outbreak having in Western Queensland?
At the moment, it's not having a great impact in Western Queensland. These insects don't tend to have a huge impact on the pasture and grazing country in Western Queensland. The threat is really to the cropping country, the Central Highlands and further south.
And have they reached there yet?
No. What we're doing is preventative control to prevent them reaching there. The spurce rate locust is actually quite a long-lived locust. It lives for about 12 months. So during the winter, part of their life cycle is that the adults that fledged at the end of summer spend the winter in these overwintering swarms in timbered country. And the danger is that in spring, those swarms will move to the cropping country and disperse. Obviously, during winter when they're swarming in these immature swarms, that's the time that we can conduct really effective control when they're in these really dense swarms.
And how are you doing that? What are you doing?
The way we operate is that we get a helicopter up to locate the swarm, so we fly fairly low and slow around areas where we think there might be a swarm and use the rotor wash to kick them up. To stir them up so that we can estimate their density just visually. Once we do find a swarm, then we get a spray plane to come in and control those swarms.
Okay, so you spray them?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like a tough job, Duncan. Good luck with it.
No worries, thank you.
A crucial job too. That's Duncan Swan from Biosecurity Queensland up in the chopper trying to disrupt those locust swarms. It's the spur-throated locust which is threatening the crops up in Queensland. It's 26 past 6 on RM Breakfast.